Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's been 50 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer. I asked myself, what do I know? I know that this past week I had my grandson over and he was working on an ice cream sign that we were going to put on the front of the refrigerator so no one would have to open it over and over to get in the freezer. They could just see what was in there, and we were going to have a little get together, and they could just say, I'll take that one. As I passed by, what we had done was cut off the tops of the ice cream cones, the ice cream sandwiches. We cut the box tops off so he could place them on the poster. But in this one spot, not directly in the middle, kind of lower near the bottom, I saw where he had drawn a really cool ice cream cone. It was the only thing he had really drawn on the poster. And so I commented on it, told him how really nice that looked and how much it added to the poster. And he said to me, I messed up, so I made it an ice cream cone. And I remember thinking, yeah, that's what you want to do. That's a gift. You mess up, make an ice cream cone out of it. We're humans, aren't we? And we mess up. We fall short. We have regrets. We do things we wish we wouldn't have done. We don't do things and we wish we would have done those. We mess up. I think this message today is about confessing those times that we mess up, confessing that to God and asking for forgiveness, carrying those burdens, those weights, that heaviness of the past, and laying it down before the cross, laying it down at the foot of the cross where Jesus died for us to forgive us our sins, to give that to each of us if we ask. You know, I've decided that that is what CrossFit is. That's what that strength is. Carrying that burden to the cross and laying it at the foot, that's real CrossFit. Through our mistakes and our regrets and our mess ups, I think God can show us growth and grace. Instead of bitter, we can get better. Instead of letting our mess ups and our mistakes take us down, instead of sitting in them and dwelling in them, confess them before God and ask to be forgiven. The difference between forgetting and forgiving is, to me, it's this. Forgetting, trying to push it down, it's just not realizing anymore that you're dirty. Forgiving is being washed clean. Forgetting, trying to push it down and it reappears, that's never going to work for us. Forgiving is the washing away, the taking away that which we cannot carry and should not try to forget, but should ask for forgiveness. I started thinking this week, and it made me think a lot about my mistakes, my mess ups. And I remember thinking, oh, I make them. I've got a doozy to share with you in a moment. But it's not so much about the mess up, the takeoff. It's about the landing. It's about how we fall. Do you remember when Simone Biles, the gold medalist, the gymnast, she got what she called, is it the twisties? Like she would lose her spot in the air after doing it thousands and thousands of times. She got to this point where she just didn't know where she was. And in doing so, she didn't know how to land it. I think that every time we move, we take a step, we're in the process of falling or landing that foot. It's all about how you land it. Your movement forward, the things that you do, the things that we venture forward. It's about the landing, because we're going to mess up. Sometimes our foot's going to go in the hole, or it's going to twist oddly. How do we land? We have to allow God in and to work in us. And by doing that, we're showed how to land, how to fall, because we are going to mess up. In the past, when we think of it as a heavy bag to carry. So I do it all the time, but I'm going to tell you that recently I was at a wedding of a close family member, and I really messed up, and I knew it pretty quickly. There was a person at this wedding who had been someone laid on my heart to pray for. Her husband was ill, and another family member knew them and asked me to be praying for them. I had sent them a devotional book. I had been praying for them, and they knew of that. The family member had shared that. When I saw them at the wedding, they were there. She came to me and had that special look where God is shown in the eyes of someone. And she said her name, and she said, that's who I am. You've prayed and, you know, and we've shared. And I remember feeling that I knew what to do, and I didn't do it. I didn't. I remember feeling called to my family. My son was there, my daughter, lots of my siblings, lots of people I'm close to. We were moving tables to be closer to the front and closer to each other. And I was caught up in the moment. And I remember thinking, as she stood there, as she sat down, I took a moment, but I felt pulled away. And I remember later this conversation that was really played out in my heart, and where I said, because I will sit and pray and reflect and just commune with God. And I remember doing that the next morning and saying, you know, that was I know, but that was my family. And I remember just hearing the response, but this is my family. This is my family. Ugh. I'm going to mess up. We're going to mess up. But God is giving me grace and showing me the truth, and that is giving me peace. It's a freedom to move forward. The forgiveness is a freedom. I don't have to play that same broken record over and over, because God's lighting the path for me to move forward. In my heart and in my soul, I know the truth of the answer, that the path is lit by our Lord, that everything that we do or don't do, how we regret things, how we wish we would have done it different, that God is using all of that to guide us now, today, in this moment, to find the peace and the love and the mercy and the forgiveness that God has for us. Amen. So listen and look, and I promise you, you'll see the ice cream truck with the cone being extended on a hot summer day, where you will just taste nothing sweeter than the taste of forgiveness. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, dear Jesus, we come and we ask for forgiveness. We know that we fall short, and we know that you know that we have that frailty, that we have that human nature, that we get angered, forgetful, lazy, complacent. But Lord, we ask you to forgive us our sins. We know that we have them, and we know that we fall short. We carry them to you. We lay them, these heavy burdens, at the foot of the cross where Jesus died for us, for forgiving our sins. And we know the beauty of that being CrossFit. That's what that means to us now. Lord, in all things we give you the praise and the glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, amen.